Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, buenos dias, and bonjour to everybody.
Good morning.
Today is Wednesday, January 16th, a third day of rain in LA.
Yeah.
We're bracing for some more rain.
Well, it's actually more than 3 days because it rained last week, too.
Yeah.
It's just the third day this week.
Yeah, like straight.
Yeah. So annoying.
It's okay. Yesterday's rain wasn't so bad. It didn't cause floods and shit.
Yeah, no. It was like heavy for a brief second, and then it was just kind of like a drizzle.
Yeah.
Today's kind of a drizzle, too. It's not that heavy.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
It's going to get a lot rainier later.
Right.
But at any rate, welcome to the show, everybody. We're in great moods. Well, at least I thought I was. I slept actually 9 hours, believe it or not.
Wow.
I went to sleep at 11.
I went to bed late.
And I still couldn't get up in the morning. So I'm telling you, I get some sleep disorder.
Yeah.
I think it's the sleep apnea probably waking me up all the time.
Yeah. You know? I mean, there's cures for that, so no one wants to hear you complain.
I know, but there's no cures. There's that fucking machine that breathes
for you. No, my dad got his nose lasered and sleeps like a baby now.
Really?
Because he, oh my God, you could hear him.
Yeah, snoring.
Yeah, from like literally downstairs in the kitchen. I'm like, bro.
I know, so finally, I think I'm like that too.
Yeah. And he was a lot heavier when he had sleep apnea.
Yeah.
He lost a ton of weight after he got the surgery too.
Yeah, that can get it done. So he had surgery in his nose?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they lasered whatever the issue was.
Not the area where the tongue falls back?
No. Or maybe, I don't know. I just know that the laser went through his nose. Yeah, I don't know what part it was getting rid of or fixing.
That's true, because if you breathe through your nose, you don't breathe through your mouth.
Yeah.
I know, and that's probably what happens to me.
Yeah, so just go to the ear, nose, and throat doctor and say, hey, bud.
Well, I know from childhood I have a deviated septum. So
That might be it, too. But also, again, a laser can fix a deviated septum.
Right.
So, Sam, there you go. Yeah. Go to the doctors.
You're saying there's a cure, right?
Yes. There is, because I witnessed it with my dad, literally. Yeah. You'll be good. Just do the steps to be good.
Yeah. I mean, it's not normal to be tired after 9 hours.
No.
You know?
Sometimes I'm tired after 12.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, 12 is too much. It makes you tired. I know.
Sometimes it feels so good.
I know.
Like I slept for 12 hours last night.
I know. And still, you have to wake yourself up, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like, but it's a shitty sleep after like 9-10 hours, I think. You're sort of like half awake.
Yeah, you're so groggy when you wake up.
Right.
It's not like after you got 12 hours, you wake up and you're like, yes, immediately, good morning.
I know.
You're still groggy as fuck. It's weird.
I know, man, I know. But they do say that less than 6 hours is definitely not good. And they keep saying that, you know, so you got to stop. But I mean, I would rather get 7-8 hours every night.
Right.
You know? It just feels nice during the night when I wake up and shit. It's like, oh, I got 5 more hours to sleep.
Right. You know? Yeah. Like sometimes I'll wake up in the middle of the night around like 2:33 and I'm like, oh, I still got a few hours.
Right.
And then you just hop back into bed and the worst is when you do that and you can't fall back asleep.
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck.
I don't have that problem.
Oh, no. Sometimes I can't. But last night I woke up at 3.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I'm going. And I fell right back to sleep like a baby.
Yeah.
Out like a light. But I only got like, I went to bed at 12:30, woke up at 3-ish, went back to bed till like 6:15.
Oh, so you're still tired.
Yeah, I had to wake up because I left my kitchen a mess last night. It was haunting me in my dreams.
Yeah, huh? I know. I never leave it messy at night.
So I like woke up and literally cleaned the kitchen. I was like, I can't do this. I got to wake up.
So you like neat and clean environment.
Yeah. Oh my God, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. My room, like if I know, like for instance, my room has been a little bit of a mess this week because in my head, I'm like, I'm leaving next Thursday. And it's just going to be kind of chaotic till then. Like yesterday I went out with my friend. And I know when I have girlfriends over, I'm not going to fucking clean. Because when you leave my house, it's just going to be even messier. So why bother? Today I could do it, but I'm getting my teeth whitened.
Oh.
So I'm just like, not that important today. And so I figured on Sunday I'll do a really big apartment clean. Wash my sheets, clean my whole apartment. kind of pack what I'm bringing and then keep it as neat as possible till right before I leave.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
maybe just vacuum one more time before I go.
Yeah. I've always been like that. I mean, to the point of, I mean, I hate when people label people OCD, but, and I definitely am not, but I was raised with two Virgos, and Virgos are very neat and clean.
Right.
So I, inevitably, I came out like that as well. So I like my environment neat, but I think it's because if it's not, then my head is messy too, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like I need everything organized and clean so I can focus on other things.
Right.
But I guess if it bothers you, you know, like last night we had a show here that happens every week with two ladies, and they just published a book. So she brought a book and she reads from it and she starts like folding the pages and bending, and her co-host's like, what are you doing to my book, you know?
Right.
You gotta treat a book like it's new.
Right.
And that's the way I am, you know? It's like, so we both like, you know, we felt this at the same time. We both were thinking the same thing.
Right.
Whereas a normal person doesn't really give a shit.
No.
You know?
Like, are you talking about like...
reading books.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I don't...
when you open really wide and then they turn the page over underneath.
I don't like the turning over underneath.
Me, man.
But how do you do that if it's a hardcover?
Well, it wasn't a hardcover.
Oh, okay.
But even a hardcover, you can really screw it up, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a particular way to read a book, people.
Well, I don't know. I cringe when people ruin it. But this, there you go. I mean, once I'm done with it, it looks brand new still.
Right. Because people just need to get, what are they called, bookmarks. So you know what page you left off on.
Yeah, yeah. But people still abuse books. You know, you have like
yeah.
Dog ears and shit like that.
Dog
you know?
Ears?
Yeah, like when it's on the side, it's bent over, flipped. On the corners of the book.
No clue.
Where the pages are curled and stuff.
Sometimes. Oh, right. Yeah. I've never heard anybody dog call ears. Them dog ears before.
That's what they call it.
Yeah, sometimes
look
they do that.
Look it up.
If I don't have a bookmark, that's what I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boop. Fold it right over.
Yeah.
Oh, but this is the page I left off on. And it does ruin the book because now there's a crease in it.
Right. Mm-hmm. But who cares, you know? I mean, but I'm just giving you an example of how, you know, and all my things look new. My car still looks new. My apartment is like immaculate. And but people appreciate it, you know? I mean,
yeah.
People that see it like it. So
right.
I figured I'm comfortable that way. I'm not going to apologize for it. Fuck it, you
mm-hmm.
know? Yeah.
You do you, Sam. Do whatever makes you
exactly.
happy.
Exactly. Do you.
Yes. Exactly.
There you go. Learn from you, right?
Yes. Do what you want to do.
Oh, wow. But have you been posting lately? I mean, I don't
no,
check
not really.
Instagram at
I haven't
all.
Posted since the weekend.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow,
but I did record my first episode of my podcast last night.
And? Was that you alone?
No.
Oh, with someone
no.
with friends?
Yeah, I think it's. I think from learning from here, I think it. I don't think I could personally carry a show.
Right.
Solo hard. Dolo.
Most people can.
Yeah. No, yeah. I don't think I could.
But many people. I mean, many people can, and I see it here happening all the time. I don't know how they can do.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah. No, and I think I would get bored with myself.
Yeah.
As well as I think other people would get bored with.
Well,
me
unless
as well.
You had a lot of stuff you really wanted to share with people.
Right.
You know? I mean, people get on these like things of like. Spirituality
right.
and religion or whatever
right.
they get really excited about
right.
or politics, and they have a million things to say. I mean, this guy has a 2-hour show here every week
no.
by himself.
And you know what? People aren't listening to a full 2 hours. I'm sorry. It's just ridiculous.
No, but you don't have to listen the whole thing. You can come in the middle and still listen, you know.
Yeah, but 2 hours?
I know.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
I think for any type of show.
I know.
And
even here when we talk to people.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm like, 55 minutes is good.
It's amazing.
We good.
Right?
We good with that 50 minutes. Thank you.
This show used to be 2 hours, you know, but obviously you need at least 1 hour with a guest.
Yeah,
you know? Otherwise
for sure.
It's too long.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
I believe so. And especially if the guest is like not as good as you thought they were going to be. It's like, oh, fuck. We got him for another whole hour. No, I couldn't do it.
No, but we would have 1 hour without a guest and then an hour with a guest.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, yeah.
Gotcha.
But yeah, 2 hours was too much for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, you know, I don't need that. So, yeah. Have you heard of the game Fortnite? We were talking about
yeah,
this, right?
I think everyone on the planet knows what Fortnite is.
Right,
I've never played it.
Except some of the parents. And apparently, you know, this is causing a lot of... sadness and anger with parents because it's become a habit, you know. Yeah. It's like an addiction.
Yeah. Grown-ass men have an addiction to Fortnite. And really? Let me tell you, ladies, those will not be the men that I am sleeping with.
Right. You don't want those.
No. After you're done having sex, he's on the couch playing Fortnite. Loser. I don't care how much money you have. No.
I know, man. And it takes up so much of people's time. And you're right. It's not just kids. It's adults, too.
Right.
And I can't imagine. I mean, I've played video games. Many of them, I can't imagine being addicted to one.
Yeah.
I mean, to the point where you spend 4 or 5 hours a day on it or more.
Right.
Shit. It would definitely affect your schooling and everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying that people need to really understand this so they can discuss it with their kids.
Right.
And do whatever. But they're saying, like, look for actual withdrawals, like from drugs and shit, you know, like... You know, depression, withdrawal, the same, even shaking like a fucking addict.
Okay, man. Those kids need to get it together.
Right.
I can't deal.
Right.
I just can't deal with that story right now.
Yeah. Wow.
If my kid was ever shaking or like having withdrawals from not playing a video game, I would be like on some other shit, like on some other level of parenting. Right. Like you're getting the raft.
But you know
you're
what?
You're going to be scared of me for the rest of your life.
But listen, when you were... using technology all the time, you're setting an example for your kids.
No, and I agree with that. I will say that I've noticed now, like, I forget where I was last weekend, but I was, I think it might have been like Ralph's or something. It was just somewhere where like you could like people watch. I wasn't doing anything important. I wasn't like at a party, but there's so many kids walking around that are like 4 or 5 engulfed in phones.
Right.
I'm like, yo, we did not have that.
No.
We were like playing in leaves. Like when our parents raked the leaves, we thought it was like, yeah, Saturday, we're playing with the leaves. Now if you like go out, your parents are like, come outside with me when I rake leaves, it's a wrap.
Yeah, what did I do here? I pressed the button here.
That's okay.
Yeah. No, I totally get what you're saying, you know, and this is very worrisome. I mean, you know, they're saying 53% of kids have tablets, like kids 8 to 12 have tablets.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And then 24% have phones, and then teenagers, forget about it, 70%
right.
have phones, and how do you keep them from playing?
Right.
You know? I can't even imagine teaching a class when everybody's got phones, you know? I don't know what that is about. I never taught a class when everybody had a phone.
And you're not supposed to have them, but like everyone has them out. And when right. is every teacher going to be like, put your phone in a basket?
Right. Oh, is that what they do?
No, keep it in the basket? They should.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
I know, that's true.
Sprung
right?
that idea on you, teachers. You should probably do that.
Yeah. That's crazy.
When I was
man.
Driving
I mean, kids
here.
Kids can cheat and.
Yeah.
You know?
Literally be like this. Okay, did yeah. George Washington.
Right.
Like,
we don't have to pass notes.
Yeah.
Like we
or like try to look at the, like, to the corner of your eye, like, what is he answering over there?
Yeah.
But I was driving here and on Ventura Boulevard, there was a red light and like. People were holding up signs. I'm a right. substitute teacher.
Oh.
Honk for substitute teachers because I guess they're all on strike.
Right.
And I was like, beep,
yeah,
beep.
All the teachers are on strike.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess subs are out there now.
Yeah, I'm like, you're a sub.
Yeah, I hate subbing. I hated it. Fuck. But, yeah, this Fortnite thing is a big deal. And, you know, I mean, you're looking at like 10-year-old boys and girls playing this,
yeah.
you know? And,
yep.
yeah. I don't know. How do you fix something like that? I have no idea. No idea. You can talk to the kids. What they're saying is create, rather than stop a habit, they're saying it's easier to create new routines or guidelines or whatever.
Right.
Rather than just tell them stop.
Right.
Because they're not going to, you know. Another news, another story of a big age difference. Nikki Sixx from Motley Crue, you know him?
Nope.
Really?
Nope, not a clue.
Motley Crue, do you know it, like Tommy Lee?
No.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you really have not been around for a while. So, okay, Motley Crue is like one of the biggest 80s bands.
I mean, I've heard of Motley Crue. I just, right. If they were like standing in front of me.
You wouldn't recognize
if them. There was a poster of them, I wouldn't know.
Okay. Well, Nikki Sixx is the bassist. He's very famous and he's 60 and he's got a wife that's 33. And they've been married 4 years. So that means she was 27 when he or wait a minute, no, 29 when he met her, 28, 29.
And he was what?
When they married.
And
he was 56. So she was 56. He was 56. She was 28 when they got married. Now it's 4 years later.
Yeah.
But so they're expecting a baby. And I'm going, you know, I mean.
I don't know. Does he look 60?
Yeah. But.
Does she look 60?
Well, I don't know if he looks 60. But, you know, I mean, they all like color their hair and makeup and all this shit. But. But I don't know. I mean, he looks fine.
Yeah.
But with a 33-year-old. And so now, what do you think if it was someone that was really famous,
no.
Would you marry them?
If I...
At 60? If they were 60?
If he was sexy to me, and let's take his money out of it, because at the end of the day, like, I personally can't sleep with someone for money. I'll gag for the rest of my life and I'll be miserable. Like, that's just not something I can do. But let's say he was older and I just thought he was like the sexiest man on the face of the planet. I'd be able to do it because I was in love with him.
Right.
If he's just old and super rich, no.
Right. But that's what I'm saying.
Let alone have him come inside me.
Yeah.
And have a child. No.
But you could, you see, that's what I'm saying. You could fall in love with someone without the age being a factor.
Yeah.
You know?
It's
what
possible.
I'm saying is you would never meet him like on a dating site.
No.
But if you're at the party and you start talking to someone and you sort of connect and everything and stuff, suddenly the age goes out the window.
Yeah.
You know, but it does look strange sometimes.
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm sure they look like an odd couple.
Yeah.
And it's going to look like he's the grandfather of the child when the child is born.
Right. Yeah. Well, he looks kind of young, but I mean, he looks...
Oh, so he looks young.
I don't know. What do you think? Look it up.
What's his name?
Okay, Nikki. Nikki.
Oh, shit. Hold on. Whoa. Well, I don't know why my phone is doing that. Sorry. Nikki,
and last name is Sixx. Sixx.
That's his real name?
Well, no, that's his stage name, obviously. Nikki Six.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't...
You know, it doesn't look 60.
He does not
but...
look... Yeah, that's why she's with him.
Yeah?
Not because of his money. He does not look like a 60-year-old.
Right.
Like, if he was at a party, I would think he was maybe 51.
Yeah.
If that. In the picture that's right here, this one.
Yeah.
He looks like he's maybe 49, 50.
Let me see that picture you have. Maybe it's an old one. Let me see.
He looks young there.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's them, I guess,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's them now.
And that's that was uploaded an hour ago, so.
Yeah.
So that has to be a new picture.
Okay.
Oh, but then there's a picture of him here.
Uh-huh.
On Extra TV. Hold on. And he looks like an old... And she's fucking stunning.
See, I mean, yeah.
And she's stunning.
They're showing a rather good picture of him where I'm looking.
Yeah, this is... he looks older there.
Yeah.
And it looks like he's wearing a toupee. I'm not quite sure what's going
on.
Yeah,
unless he's really coloring his hair and shit. But it could be a toupee. Too.
His wife is a cutie patootie, huh?
Right. Yeah, Courtney.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying. They all get to get those because they're musicians. They're rockers.
Right.
People don't care what age. And not only that, but she would say, oh, listen, I'm married to Nikki Sixx. Wow.
Right.
Deal, you know. And look, some women want that fame. They want to be close to that fame, you know.
Right.
And of course, the money that comes with it that can't hurt.
Right.
So that's what you get, you know. But more power to them. What can I say? Let's see what else is going on. So you getting ready for your trip next week, right? Do you have
I haven't even really gotten ready for it.
Really?
Yeah. I'll start.
No,
to
psychologically though. I mean, aren't you mentally preparing for it?
What do you mean mentally preparing for it?
I don't know. Just kind of like being excited or something.
I'm actually excited, but I'm not because I'm flying.
Yeah.
So it's like
I know the feeling.
Yeah, it's like every time I go on a trip, like even when I go home, I'm so excited to go home, but it's like I'm not excited for the whole process of getting there.
Yeah.
Like I feel like it might be wonderful, it might be a great time, but like the whole I'm trying not to think about it because then I'll start freaking out.
Mm.
Like I just don't do well.
Yeah.
When it comes to traveling.
I know. When you're afraid to fly, it sucks to fly.
Yeah, absolutely, 110%. It's not.
And you gotta do it twice, but you know
there
and
back.
Yeah. Better be worth it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Better be.
So you're just going for the fun of a few days. You don't build any future around this year.
No, no. I'm not expecting anything.
Yeah.
I mean, but imagine I go and it's like, hello, my Prince Charming. I just want someone to feel that same way about me. But no, I'm going in this strictly as fun.
Right.
Yeah. Like a good weekend away out of Los. I'm actually excited as fuck to get out of Los Angeles.
Yeah, for a while.
Like, I cannot wait to be just out of the state, away from these people.
Yeah.
Goodbye. I just need a break. I haven't left since last.
That's true.
December. That's over a year. No vacation.
Yeah, right.
So.
Yeah. You do need a break from the LA people every once in a while. Yeah.
Absolutely. 110%.
I mean, the drivers are like unbelievable here.
Yeah. Know? Yep.
I don't know why everybody's like impatient and malicious and not let anybody pull in or, you know, turn in front of them and shit. And you see that when, and then you leave town and you see it's not like that everywhere, no. You know?
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that in Boston if you get like right into the city, but when you're in the suburbs, it's not like that at all.
Right.
At all.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, well, you know, that's LA for you, but a lot of people are moving here.
Yeah.
A lot of people move in here. I'm staying here because I have to stay.
Yeah.
But eventually I'll find my way out somehow.
Someone asked me the other day, they're like, do you think you're going to stay here for the rest of your life?
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, what if I met someone who didn't live here?
Right. Then just move.
Then what do I do?
You move there. Mm. Unless they want to move here.
I know, right?
Right. I mean, do you like LA that much?
I like the weather.
Yeah.
And I like how there's a lot to do.
Yeah.
And it's like
once
LA.
You have a guy, you don't need a lot of things to do.
Yeah, but then that relationship can end. I don't want to ever like change my life for a guy.
No, no, I'm not saying that you'd reluctantly do it.
Right.
I'm just saying, you know, you found a guy, you're like, I don't need to go to clubs anymore.
Right. And, which I barely do anyway.
Right. But you used to do it a lot.
All the time, yeah.
Right.
Now I hate it. I went out last week and I was like, I'm good for like 6 months.
So what are other things that you feel there's to do in LA? You said there's a lot to do here.
Oh, like you can like wake up on a Sunday afternoon and like hit up your friends and say, let's go to Santa Monica and have brunch at Elefante.
Right.
You know, like there's just like in Boston, you can't do that type of stuff.
Why?
There's just nowhere to go.
What?
Yeah, it's like, I don't know why people think Boston is like, it's great if you're a tourist and you're there for 3 days.
Right.
When you live there, there's nothing to fucking do.
Well, you see, I feel the same way about LA, yeah. You know, so it depends how long you've been
yeah.
there.
Yeah. And I was in Boston my whole life. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm good. I'm all set. But I guess it happens anywhere. I just feel like here, if I really wanted to, I could do something new or
yeah,
different every
for
day.
Yeah, for you, because you're only here 2 years.
Right.
You know? So you still haven't really done a lot.
Right.
And
like
there's
I
so
still,
many places to see.
Yeah, I've never been to Santa Barbara.
Really?
Yeah. And my trip to San Diego doesn't count because I was filming.
Right.
So I still have to go back and like experience San Diego.
That's true. And you don't really like driving. That's yeah. why you don't go.
Yeah. That's yeah. too long of a drive, honestly. Way too long of a drive.
Yeah.
It's like almost 3 hours, depending.
Have you ever seen the canals in Venice?
Venice Beach?
Venice Beach.
I don't know what you mean by canals.
They have canals, like in Venice. They're small
oh, no.
canals mm-hmm. with water, and there's houses there. It's
but
amazing.
Can you get on a boat?
No, there's oh. no boats. It's mm. it's kind of shallow. But
yeah.
But you should go there. It's quite a
yeah,
sight.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to the boardwalk.
Right.
That's
no,
it.
But that's right. You'd have to go on the other side of the street
right.
in your car.
Right.
And you have to find it.
Yeah,
you
no. know?
But it's really cool. A lot of people go there because they feel, oh, I found this little
I found
spot.
This cool spot that
right.
nobody knows
yet
about.
Yeah, everybody fucking knows yeah. about it. But that's why they called it Venice, you know. They
right.
created those things. And it's amazing. So, yeah, that's one of the places
I
you
like
can go to.
Venice?
Have you been to the observatory, Griffith Observatory, where...
The hike place?
Well, it's hiking, but they have the... where you watch the planets and the stars and stuff. But you don't have to go inside.
Right.
But still, you see all of L.A. from there.
Right, right, yeah.
Like Griffith Park.
I've never been there, but I have seen people's pictures of the view, and it does
right.
look nice. I just haven't
yeah,
been there.
Yeah, you should go there.
Yeah. So, Venice, I enjoy going there, like on a nice beach day, but it's really filled with like a lot of homeless and people on drugs.
Right.
So it kind of takes away from like it being an enjoyable experience when every 2 seconds you're smelling like human shit or piss.
Right. Or body odor.
Yeah. It's just like, oh man.
Yeah. I know. I don't go there very often. You know, usually
like if you
when tourists come in.
Right. But if you sit down at an outside restaurant and someone walks by, it's like, there goes me wanting to eat my fucking food. Thank you so much.
Yeah, but it's cool people watching there. Well, there's sidewalk cafe. You sit in the restaurant. You're not really next to the people that are walking by, but you can watch everybody, you know.
Yeah.
So it's I like going there sometimes, you know, but like you said, I mean, it's too dirty.
Yeah.
It's too dirty.
It is very dirty.
Dirty there.
I haven't been to Malibu Beach, so I can't comment on that. The only time I've been to Malibu was to Malibu Wine Farms when I went on that date.
Right.
That was it, though. I don't know if that technically counts as being in Malibu because we were, like, in a specific part. But
right. Well, Malibu, it's just separate places, you know. It's not like one beach.
Right. Right.
There's a place there on the rocks I like to go. There's, like, rocks where there's no houses and you can just sit there and watch the water.
Right.
And it's so peaceful. And although right behind you, fucking people speeding on PCH on the Pacific Coast Highway. But you try to pretend you're alone there with the ocean.
No, thanks. I think I'll pass on that.
No, it's fun. It's fun. You can kind of go down on the rocks so you don't really see the traffic.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, look, there's places to get away in L.A., but there's also a lot of people. You know, I mean, everywhere you go hiking, there's a million fucking people. There's no place to park.
Right.
You know, so how much of nature is that?
Yeah, like when you go to Runyon, it's like impossible to go because there's nowhere to ever park. It's like, we have to Uber. Like, we have to Uber here now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To go hiking. With half of L.A. at the trails.
Well, a lot of people do it because half of L.A. goes.
Right.
So they're like trying to see who's on the hike today.
Right.
It's
and
like,
show
oh
off
my God, what the hell, people?
See and be seen, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm. I went one time with my friend Corey and like all his friends that are like, is super in shape and work out, and they tricked me and we did the rock climbing path. I literally thought I was gonna die. I was like, I'm not making it. I'm literally going to die.
Right.
Yeah, it was. I just haven't. I've been scarred for life. I haven't been back.
Yeah,
I refuse.
No,
to
you
go.
Have to be in shape to go to these places.
No thanks.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
I know. I don't think anybody really goes for the health benefit of it. Mm-mm. Like you said, you know, half of LA is there, and people want to see and be seen.
Right.
People take pictures. Oh, look, I went hiking. Big fucking deal. You know, but. That's LA. This story in China, I guess this teenage guy was very broke. So he sold the kidney for an iPhone and an iPad. Right? In other words, he sold his kidney so he could have money to buy an iPhone.
Oh, my God.
Now he's bedridden for the rest of his life. He thought, at the time he said, why do I need a second kidney? One is enough.
Oh my God.
That was in 2011, man. His organ was harvested on the black market.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he received 4,500, what's this, Australian dollars, I guess?
I don't understand the whole.
For an iPad 2 with the funds.
I don't understand the whole selling organs on the black market. That's right. So creepy to me.
Right? And I mean, what the fuck? And he's got this huge scar. I mean, where do you even begin to comment on something like this, you know? What the fuck is wrong
How
with
old
people?
Is he?
Now, he was 17 at the time. Or
where
maybe
are his parents?
No, he's 25 now. He was 17. I don't know. He probably did it without his parents' permission.
I mean, so. Yeah, no parent, no good parent is going to be like, yes, son, go sell your kidney.
Yeah.
No parent is telling their kid to do that.
Yeah.
I hope.
So now he has to survive and die, I mean, rely on dialysis and shit.
Wow.
He's got kidney failure. What an asshole. What an asshole.
He's just not the smartest.
At the time, I wanted to buy an iPad too, but I didn't have the money. I had a kidney agent send a message saying that they sell a kidney. That selling a kidney can give me $20,000. Wow.
$20,000 is not worth the rest of your life.
No.
And an iPad, let me tell you, honey.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Wow. So apparently what happened is 9 people were arrested in connection with the case.
Right, as they should.
And they were jailed. So then his family was eventually awarded about $300,000 in compensation. So I guess they got some money back and gave it to the family. But $300,000, I mean, to be bedridden for the rest of your life, what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. How do you judge people that are in other culture? You don't understand that culture at all.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, we don't know.
I don't even believe, yeah.
Because like stepping into another country is like stepping into a different world, honestly. Yeah. Like even when people come to America, they're probably like, this is so strange.
Right.
Yeah.
It is. It's different. It's different.
I don't know if I technically, like, I think the only place I really want to go that's out of the country is I want to see the Eiffel Tower at one point in my life up close and personal.
Really?
Yeah. Just for a picture.
Are you going to go up on it?
Nope. Fuck no. Nope.
You just want to see it.
Yeah, I just want to see it.
Why?
I think it's romantic. I want to go with, like, someone I love and, like, kiss them in front of it.
You've been watching too many movies.
Absolutely. In Paris. My whole life is a movie. It's going to be my love story will be a movie, I promise.
Yeah, okay.
And then I really want to go to Italy and I want to get in one of the boats, real boat, not like the little Venice canals in Venice Beach. I want to be in a boat
right,
where they play music while you're streaming down the stream.
Right.
And
they're called gondolas.
Gondolas, yeah. I want to be in one of those. And that's in pretty Venice. Much, yeah, that's pretty much the only thing I really like. Barcelona, I want to go to Ibiza just to hit the clubs.
Uh-huh.
Get out of my system.
Okay.
I just want to, like, that's all Spain, right?
Right.
Yeah, so I just want to do, like, a little Spain tour.
Yeah.
And then.
What do you mean all of it? Just Barcelona's in Spain. The rest you mentioned.
Ibiza's in Spain.
Ibiza is, yeah.
Yeah. So I think a lot of people go to Barcelona and then they end their trip, like, at Ibiza or start in Ibiza and end in Barcelona.
Yeah, probably.
So I'd like to do that trip.
Well, do it. Find someone with money, for crying out loud.
I mean, I definitely would rather go with a guy, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, would I like to go with Gabby? Sure. Would I rather be having sex the entire time? Yeah, definitely. Like, I'm not about to take a gondola with my twin sister and go back to the hotel room and talk about how single we are.
Then you need to do the eat, pray, love thing.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. Yeah. But I'm not going by myself. I'll get kidnapped or killed, for sure.
Well, but then you won't meet the right people, I think. When you're with other people, you don't really meet people on a personal level.
I don't know.
Like you would if you sat at a bar alone and this guy walked up to you. But it is scary for a girl to travel alone.
Yeah, no.
Even I wouldn't want to. I mean, why would you want to?
And then if people start to realize you're alone...
Right.
Oh, no.
It's dangerous.
Yeah, because even it's dangerous even when they think you're in a group of people. Right. Have you seen the movie Taken?
No, I don't
want
to.
Yeah, you're going to be fucked up for life after that. Like, it's almost like I'm never going to another country ever.
That's why I don't want to see it.
Like, right
and
off.
And it's his daughter it's being his taken daughter. Too, right?
And like, no.
I would die.
Yeah, no dad on this planet is an ex-CIA military agent who knows how to save his daughter from being kidnapped in another country. It's not. I go to my dad, what would you do if I got taken? He's like, I'd mourn your death.
I know. I ain't fucking coming after your ass.
Yeah, he's like, what the fuck would you want me to do? I don't even know how to shoot a gun. I'm like, all right, thanks, Dad.
Especially in a foreign country.
Right.
What the fuck?
Right. But no, her and her friend landed in, I forget what country they went to, but when they were waiting to get a taxi, some guy was like, oh, you guys can share my taxi. And he dropped them off first. Mistake number one.
Right.
Because he was like scouting Americans out and realized they were American.
Right.
And they didn't know how to call a taxi. So he did like the gentleman thing to do, call them a taxi. Wow. And was like, do you guys want to take mine with me? Right. And they're like, yeah, sure. He's like, you guys can get dropped off first. Found out where they lived and then kidnapped them that night.
Jeez.
Yeah, no. I'm good going to another country without a man. I want to be with someone very tall and very strong and kind of scary so no one fucks with us.
Okay. So he's got to have lots of tattoos.
Yeah, I think tattoos are so sexy, though.
That by itself might scare somebody.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. Like
when you get those neck tattoos.
Ugh. I hate that man, by the way.
Tattoos.
Yeah.
Fuck.
He has a girlfriend now.
Good for him.
Yeah, good for you, you little shrimp dick motherfucker.
Oh, wow.
I just feel like, okay, is this... Talk about age gap. He's about to be 36 in like a week or two. Okay. His girlfriend's 21 or 22.
Wow.
You're a fucking loser. Like, to me, you're a loser. To me, no grown ass woman must take you seriously. That's why you have to go with someone so young. Because a 22-year-old is not mature.
No.
I'm sorry. She's just not.
She's still a child.
I think of myself at 22. Right. Holy shit. No.
Right.
And I'm still kind of like semi-immature. I'm 30. So let's be serious here.
That's true. Well, it's only for ass, you know? That's all it is, man.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. It's not like they find things to say to them. I mean, maybe they do. I don't know. But
I know.
Like,
what type of conversation are you having?
I'm telling you, as a man, I'm telling you it's a physical thing.
And probably have...
And men, it's like a trophy if you get a younger woman.
Right.
You know?
Like, look at this fucking 22-year-old I'm smashing.
Right, exactly. Look, I'm 30 or whatever, and yeah. I'm attracting her. Must make me a real stud.
So my friend just turned 23, uh-huh. and she had sex with this, like, 39-year-old, I believe. Uh-huh. And when she had sex with him, I go, that dude's a loser.
Really?
I go, no offense to you, but, like, uh-huh. he's a fucking loser. And she was like, I don't get it. I'm like, you don't get it because you're young and dumb and full of cum. What are you like? He's a loser. Like a 39-year-old fucking a 23-year-old? Come on. Like you're a loser.
But listen, but if it's just sex, who cares? Mm. You know, why does it matter?
But if you start taking them to restaurants and taking them on dates, that's not just sex. You're dating them.
Okay, so what's wrong with it?
It's too young. No. What is a 39? It's okay.
No, but maybe they do. Maybe they have things in common. We were just talking about being 30 and 60 with someone, and you said if you fall in love with them. Maybe they fall in love with each other. I don't know. You can't argue
and
with
that's,
that.
But yet. That's older generations. Yeah, I get it. Like we're both like older now.
Right.
It's different when you're in your 20s.
No, I mean, look, he's not a loser, but apparently he doesn't need a lot of stimulation mentally if he's with a 22-year-old because all they talk about is their... being home and about their parents. They don't talk about, you know, they talk about high school and their parents and college. It's like at 39, he's so far from all that.
Yeah, like it's like that was so long ago.
Right.
Like so far away.
So that I can see, you know. They're not both adults yet.
No.
That's the difference.
Right. And like, for instance, the guy I dated that's now with this 22-year-old, he's so immature yeah. that I understand how you could possibly probably settle down with someone like that as preferred to me. Because like, I'm a grown-ass woman. I know what I want.
Right.
A 22, 23-year-old doesn't know what she wants.
No.
She thinks she wants you because you got money. And you got
a... That's why at that age, they get into porn and shit,
yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
They don't have yet good judgment, let's
no,
say.
No, yeah, exactly. And they can be blinded by the lifestyle. Oh, I'm yeah. fucking this 36-year-old guy who has a penthouse and a Lamborghini and a Range Rover and he takes me to nice restaurants. I am in love.
Right.
Then a 30-year-old's like, okay, what else can you give me besides this? What else can right. you give me besides this nice dinner? Oh, you can't carry a conversation?
Right.
Oh, you can't be a nice human being? See you fucking later. Right?
True.
Mm-hmm.
True. Do you want to talk about something controversial like Gillette's fucking commercial?
I didn't see it. That's a razor blade, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's the mother company is Procter & Gamble, who make like a million products that you buy every day.
Right.
You know, the toothpaste, the things.
Right.
They
right.
have different brand names, but right. it's the same company. So, but at any rate, I did not see the commercial. But they're talking a lot about it because it talks about toxic masculinity and the part of men. And there's a lot of controversy about it.
I don't get it.
Because the commercial essentially shows men to be more sensitive, as though being muscular or masculinity is a bad thing. You know, like what do all men go and abuse women and shit like that, or discriminate against them, or you know, I mean that it's just like that Me Too movement. It's most people do not do this.
I'd have to watch it to know what you're talking about because it's very confusing when you're explaining
right.
it.
Okay,
let me look it up.
All right.
How new is it?
It's new. It's from yesterday.
Hold on.
All right. Well, what I'm trying to explain is masculinity.
Gillette anti-man.
Masculinity
that's what it's
is not toxic and relax.
Okay, wait.
Allow men to be men. Put it next to the microphone.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Yeah, it doesn't really say much. They show more than anything.
Oh, it's right
like
here.
Anti-bullying, anti... The best a man can get. A problem we can't hide from. Sexual harassment is taking over. It's been going on far too long. We can't laugh it off. What I actually
making the same old excuses.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
But something finally changed.
It's a long ass commercial, bro.
Right.
And there will be no going back. Because we believe in the best in men.
Men need to hold other men accountable.
Smile, sweetie. Come on.
See, very political.
Right.
For a fucking advertisement. And now let me ask you this. Okay, turn it off.
Yeah.
But the point is that, look, maybe they have a good intention here. But
I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
But no, because they're trying, well, I don't know, because they're alienating men. They're like saying, you know, men should be, what are they saying? Like other men should take responsibility and shit like that?
Other
whatever.
Men should take, will say, like say something. Like basically there's right. a guy that's about to holler at some girl on the street and the guy's like, stop.
Right. But they're saying as though they're talking about all men. You know, well, it's like sexual harassment, all this shit. And they show you like regular men here. And the thing is that to call it toxic masculinity is bullshit, because masculinity does not mean that you attack and abuse women. That's right. not what it means. It means just being a man, you know. And if there's something wrong with that, that's what I'm saying. There's a fucking attack on men. Imagine if they did a commercial like this on women and shit, you know? Like, treat men better, you know, or something like that. Come on. It's fucking bullshit. But the thing is, it's a bad business move, because after all, they're just going after finding markets and
it's not a bad business move.
It's a bad business move because they're alienating all their customers.
I don't think they're going
to have... I'm a customer. I take offense.
Yeah, you know, you're not going to stop buying their products.
I could.
You could, but you won't.
Why?
Because you won't. You've been using it for years. I think everyone on this planet uses Gillette for men. Like, every single man
right
now uses Gillette.
It's because I don't give a shit what corporations say or don't say.
Right.
But because it is a controversy, I wanted to bring it up. Because,
well, the reason they're saying all this is because of the Me Too movement. The commercial starts by saying, like, having news documentary Me Too. So the reason they're putting the focus on men is because the Me Too movement is around men's behavior. It's not around women's behavior.
Right. No, that's true.
Right.
But how many men? Is it like a majority?
Whoa.
Excuse me. Is it a majority? No.
Sam,
it's a very small percentage of men.
No, it's not.
How do you know?
Because
how do you know?
I can't even like go to the gas station without somebody saying something to me. I go to the gym right down the street, walk across the street, and there's guys working in the car shop. Every single day I walk by, they say something.
But they're like garbage. It's not the...
But there's a lot of people like that, Sam.
Right.
It might be some guys
might
that are respectful.
Might be a lot like that, but I would take offense if a woman treated me like I'm fucking like a prowler or something, you know? I'm not. And the thing is that I get put in the same box with these... men that are a bad excuse for being a man.
Right.
And and I have to eat this shit. So I just don't want to.
Well, then blame all the shitty guys around you.
I'm totally against all this shit anyway, against all this abuse and stuff. But to put all men in the basket like this and say, you know, being a man, having masculinity is a bad thing, that's bullshit, man. That all it is this. Look. Biology makes us want to fuck everybody, and culture teaches us that you don't and you can't fuck just whoever you want.
Yeah, I mean, the law as well.
Well, law, but it's culture too, you know? I mean, the thing is that you don't just go in and attack a woman.
Right.
You know, you don't. It's, I mean, human rights.
Mm-hmm.
Human rights, you know? The basic human rights. So, you know, if many men don't feel that way, then fuck them. But it doesn't mean I'm in the same group with them.
I don't think that commercial is necessarily saying every guy is in the same group. It's just portraying that a lot of men are in that group.
No, they're saying be a man, you know, be a man. I mean,
well, no, they're saying be a good man. That's basically what the commercial is saying.
Right.
Like, stand if you see something that's not correct, stand up for it.
But yeah, but what they're saying is they're combating toxic masculinity. They made it into something that's like confrontational, I suppose. I don't know.
Right.
Accusatory, something.
Mm.
I don't know. Always fucking controversy about everything. Positive news, Bob Marley is going to have a beverage named after him. It's a CBD infused.
Of course.
Now, CBD is the part that doesn't make you high.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why people even take that. They take it for medicinal reasons, but then why would you want it in a fucking...
drink.
Drink.
Yeah.
Well, they do have drinks and stuff. I mean, because not everybody wants to smoke it and
right.
shit like that.
Right.
You know? So...
I haven't smoked in so long.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Well, you should.
I know. I definitely should. I agree with you.
I don't know. Even at the worst of times, man, a joint will fix things for me.
Yeah, it just makes me like relax before I go to bed.
Off. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. People don't understand that, you know. Many people equate smoking marijuana with like losers that don't do anything and sit around all day.
Right.
And, you know, that's the vision they get in their minds, those hippies, those... kids that don't care.
Right.
But that's not like that. I mean, you have millions upon millions of people that it helps them.
Mm-hmm.
So what the fuck, you know? I mean, alcohol can be bad too when it's abused by the same people. So there you go. All right. Well, let's see. That's it, I guess, for today. What do you have any big plans for today?
No, I'm just getting my teeth whitened.
Oh, teeth whitened. Well, for that you have money. That's a good thing.
No, I'm getting it for free.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's even better. What yeah. the fuck? You see, now being a woman has its advantages.
Yeah.
Okay, so stop bitching, all right?
It's not that I'm a woman. It's that I have followers. There's a difference.
Yeah.
Because
well,
my friend who's a guy, he goes to the same place and he gets hooked up too. So
really?
It's not because I'm a woman.
He gets hooked up too?
Yeah, but he has way more followers than I do.
For what? Why? What does he do?
He's a reality TV star.
Oh,
all
right. Mm-hmm. Oh, who cares? All right, everybody. Well, take care and we'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.